This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe, who is a member of both the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees. He's also one of the very few people here in official Washington who has actually seen the death photos of Osama bin Laden. He's also speaking out on the future of the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, given that the International Committee of the Red Cross now wants to allow family visitation to the terrorist suspects and other detainees being held at Gitmo. And, Senator, let's start with the bin Laden photos. How is it that you became one of the very few who have actually seen these photos?
I had, in a confidential meeting, Greg, it was a classified meeting. We had only the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee. I asked Leon Panetta, and I said, you know, we really need to release these photos. And they said, well, it's under consideration at the White House now. And I said, well, while it's under consideration, why don't you let us, at least some of the members, come in and see them? Because I got to have something to tell my people back in Oklahoma. And he, my gosh, went back, the phone rang, and he invited me over. So as of this moment, I'm the only one who's seen those things. Let me just tell you what it was. They have it set up in a boardroom in the CIA where they have the pictures there, and you get an escort into the room. Then they leave you all alone so you can really concentrate and try to relive exactly what happened. The first 12 of 15 pictures were taken in the compound itself, and you could see that it was taken probably not more than a minute after the killing took place, after the hit, because they had to get out of there. Those were pictures of close-up pictures of Osama bin Laden. They were pictures of his primarily his head, but a couple of ear shots, because where it went in, the bullet went in the left eye and came out the right ear. Now, when it happened, it was the type of ordnance that detonated, and you know, so he's blown up pretty bad. Now, that's the gruesome part, because you could see the brains coming out of the left socket. Then they also had three pictures, old pictures, Osama bin Laden, to compare, you know, old pictures where they set him aside the news, and that was very helpful. It was back when he had a black beard. So those pictures, they're very telling. I had no doubt in my mind. Of course, I had no doubt in my mind when I went in that he was dead, but I can't convince others unless I've personally seen it. So now I've seen it, and he's dead. But the most revealing thing, Greg, was the last three pictures, because they were taken on the USS Vinson. And they were taken during the cleanup, where they had him on a black cot, and everyone had gloves on, and they're cleaning all the material off of his face and so forth. And so those are the ones, if they decide, I can't imagine that they wouldn't at least release those, because they're not as gruesome as the other, and yet by having him cleaned up, you can positively tell anyone can tell that's bin Laden. And the last picture, of course, was the burial at sea.
You're in favor of releasing the ones from the ceremony aboard the Vinson, not so much the more gruesome ones taken at the compound. The debate, of course, is between those who want to actually see what happened and those who say that not many minds will necessarily be changed. If they're skeptics now, they'll probably still be skeptics after they've seen the photos. What's the significance of releasing some of the photos in your mind?
Well, I just disagree with that. And, of course, I'm just getting this from my friends here in Oklahoma. I do a lot of the local and regional shows here in Oklahoma, and without exception, everybody says, I want to see it, I won't believe it till I see it. So I would say that I've always thought they should have released him, but now that I've seen him, I would release any of them. However, the ones that would be the best would be the least resistance in releasing would be the cleanup shots, for two reasons. One, they're not quite as repulsive, and two, they're cleaned up. He's cleaned up enough that anyone seeing this will not question that this is, in fact, Osama bin Laden. So I kind of think that, I know it's a mixed bag and there's arguments on the other side, but let me tell you one argument I don't agree with. The White House didn't want to release him because they thought that would make the terrorists mad. You know, well, they're doing everything they can to kill everyone who's listening to us right now anyway. So I just think that we don't want to make terrorists mad I think just the opposite. I think that they look at us from all over and they say, wait a minute, they won't show the guy. Maybe they don't really have him, or maybe, you know, maybe they're backing down from this thing.
Do you suspect, given the ferocity of the debate before the president made his decision, that it's pretty much set in stone? Or due to the fact that folks like CIA Director Panetta just assume that at least some photos would be released, that there's still a chance they could be?
Oh, I think they can be. it's all up to the public now. If they have known that we members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee and Intelligence Committee have seen them, that's going to satisfy some people. Are going to be a lot of people who say, no, I want to see them. And a lot of those live in Oklahoma. So, and it's all a matter of what kind of public pressure is put on the White House. He'll weigh everything as he does to see where public perception is, and then he'll make that. It'll be a political decision, in my opinion.
Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Armed Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.